hard place in a skunk ravine. You're hanging out with the guys. Strap on in, honey. It's time to die. Welcome to Skunk Ravine. Get ready to die.
That's Alex. He's sad.
Why are you sad?
Couldn't find my microphone.
He couldn't find his microphone. Now he's got one.
You know, like, see the hash pipe song or something. I don't know.
Dun 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 dun. Yeah. Dun 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 dun.
That's what was playing in my head when I was trying to find it. That's kind of how they sing, right? Like, so.
That song's just about being a big crybaby.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. So, already breaking shit. You've been here like fucking not even 5 minutes.
So you've never had these?
No.
Cutwaters. They taste like shit, but they get you drunk.
They'll give you the shits.
They will.
Dude. Is she just like making farts? Or is that just her breath? That's what my room smelled like.
I don't smell anything.
Bro. I swear she just crop dusted me. You can't smell that? Come over here.
I'm good.
Come over here.
I'll pass.
You come over here.
God damn it. Oh, no, that's tough. It seems like it should smell worse coming out of either end.
I don't know.
I don't know either, man. That's
I mean, she's got a shitty smelling dog mouth. Like, I'm not brushing my dog's teeth. I'm sorry.
What is she doing?
She's got cables stuck.
Oh, in her jowls?
Come here. Yes.
Dude. She gets kibble stones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I all the time have to get kibbles out of her jowls.
She's so majestic. I need to take a picture.
I know. Daisy.
Okay, keep doing that. The fucking flash is on, dude. I'm a fucking bitch.
I do. Just kill him.
Daisy.
Just kill everyone.
Daisy. Daisy May. Hi, Poochie. Daisy, you want a cookie? Hey. Daisy. Cookie? She don't give a shit. I got it.
She's a bitch.
You look scared, Alex.
Oh my god, I look terrified.
You like, go that way.
I love it.
Yeah, dude. I feel like I get really good pictures of you and her.
It's good.
Like that one of you carrying her like a big baby, and she's like, ah!
Oh, the Jesus one?
Yeah, with her tongue out.
Who edited that? Mark Warner?
Was that who? Oh, to make you look like Jesus?
Like they put like the light beams. Behind you. Yeah. Like the light beams.
I think that was him.
Yeah. Shout out to
Shout out if you listen. I don't know.
Hopefully you're still alive and well.
I haven't seen you in years.
That's my chainsaw padlock.
Whoa, dude.
Sorry, he's picking up padlocks off my table.
I'm touching the stuff on his table because it's
funny. There's like a million things on my table.
As regular listeners know, Alex's house, his table is full of stuff.
It's like a hoarder.
As Aunt Sally knows, your table could use a little bit more stuff, I think.
She's hey, you know what? Aunt Sally, I love you. And I will get more stuff for my table. After I transplant Frank the Tank over here. Still kicking it. Has it gotten bigger?
Why don't you put him outside now?
I'm waiting until it gets a little warmer.
Yeah, it's a.
I don't want Frank to die.
He's a little sapling.
Who the fuck? Oh, it's Ashley. Dude, I'm used to the hood.
Oh, wait. It's
every
that.
Time anybody pulls in my driveway, I'm like, who the fuck is that?
It's always what it's like. Oh, yeah, it's that person I was expecting.
Oh, yeah, the person I invited over here.
Dude, you are, like, loud as fuck right now. I gotta turn you down. Say something.
Spaghetti.
Perfect.
Well, I was just yelling as well, yeah. So.
Which I have noticed that you do this thing
where when you want to get louder, you hold the microphone directly in your face.
Listen. No, let her. Just let her suffer.
She got a key.
Yeah. No. I love you. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Fucking hi, Ashley.
Tank.
How you doing?
Tankerson over there. What did she knock over? My fucking water bottle?
Yeah.
Will you pick my water bottle up, please? It's next to the giant water bottle.
Drink it.
Never. Never. Dude.
I don't smell it. Maybe it's me.
Daisy, all right, go smell the bedroom. I had to light the candle in there. When I got home, I thought she pooped, but it didn't smell like poop. It just smelled like her dirty fart breath. Like she was just in there fucking...
Just in there burping turds.
Yeah, like... like, what is wrong with you?
Candle. Smells like somebody was doing Kegels by candlelight. Well, you do look like hot garbage.
It's so far away. Jesus.
Wow, you do look like shit. I'm just kidding. You're gorgeous. You're gorgeous, gal. Hey, look at your pants. They're baggy. Wow, really?
They're baggy. They're saggy.
That's what's up. That's a sock. Are there scrubs?
She's mine, dude. Those are the pants she wears over here, so like she looks like she's from the hood. Like so nobody stabs her or something.
Wow, racist much?
Haven't you heard of TLC?
They don't want no scrubs.
Well, that doesn't mean they...
You dumb piece of shit.
Damn it.
I'm just going to close my computer and go.
We're done. I blew it.
We are not doing this podcast anymore. You don't fuck up TLC lyrics like that. Not on my watch.
Well, I didn't fuck up the lyrics. I just fucked up the...
The meaning?
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I know.
Just keep slipping it in there.
Just don't go chasing them.
No idea what you're talking about.
This is from a butthole. Huh? That was a quote from the movie. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Again.
Oh my
God. No idea what you're talking about. I'm not catching the reference.
Don't know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah.
What does he say after that?
One of my favorite movies. Are you sick?
Get the. What? She doesn't eat the propolis that I brought.
Good. Fucking Alex over here has goddamn propolis.
Bro, do you see me sick?
All the time. Why don't you rub
No, I'm hurt all the time.
Yeah, you're not That's sick. That's a difference. You're just covered in warts.
That is not... Propolis doesn't do anything for warts.
You don't...
I'm just covered. Like, I'm just a giant... I'm like the elephant man.
You're like... No, you're like the thing.
The thing.
Isn't that the dude's name from the Fantastic Four? He's made out of rocks.
No, that's... Thing? Fuck. No. God damn it. I don't know. The Thing is a movie.
Yes.
The Thing is where that thing infects the dog, and then, like, they're all in an Alaskan...
Yeah.
Or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think the rock guy.
No,
from,
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know, bro, because I'm not a fucking nerd,
dude. I'm looking it up right now because I'm pretty sure the thing is from the Fantastic Four.
You're the second person to try to start shit with me about.
Yeah, Ben Grimm.
Warts. Well, fuck him.
I told you. What do you mean? Yeah, but that's you, but just
that's
warts.
That's what my heel looks like.
You're the thing, but you're just warts.
Yeah, I'm just covered. Yeah, that's just me. They had to biofreeze my entire body.
Alex is just the thing from Fantastic Four, but instead of being made out of rocks, he's just made out of warts.
I'm just covered in warts.
So his catchphrase is, it's clobbering time.
Yeah.
What should yours be, since you're made out of warts?
It's HPV time.
It doesn't matter how I'm popping your HPV warts onto people.
Like, I don't think that's how it works. You can't pop a wart. Like,
bullshit, your wart is popped right now.
That is because they fucking froze it.
Okay, so...
It's a blister. It's not a wart anymore.
So to
dead.
Kill you, all I have to do is spray you with duster and then poke you with a needle?
I mean, you can try.
You are the worst Marvel character ever.
I didn't ask to be one.
Just the wart man.
Just Blanca.
Of course it does.
It's everywhere. I don't know where it is.
Why am I immune to it?
I don't know. Probably
that's why I think it's me.
Maybe it's Nick.
You know when you... You know when you're away from your house for like 2 days, then you come in and you're like, Jesus Christ, is this how I live?
Yeah, no, it happens to me all the time. Yeah. That is probably the trash.
We were trying to figure out what was stinking up.
No, but in the room, it literally smelled like Daisy's stinky breath, like fart breath.
What if it's your trash over here in your living room?
Nah, there's no way.
I'm just throwing out ideas,
bro.
Here.
I know my house, and I know stanks.
What about your catchphrase? Could be "It's slobbering time."
It's slobbering time.
Yeah, that sounds good. That looks good too. Yeah just like that. That face. Yeah. It's slobbering time.
It's slobbering time.
Instead of the thing, it's the sting.
Yeah.
All right. You're just like,
ow! Ow! Kill me! Yeah. Oh,
dude. Dirty clam chowder.
I don't know what to tell you. Take it out, then? Then kick.
Wait, the kitchen or the
bro?
What smells like dirty clam chowder? Okay.
I made fucking tuna. Do you remember? Then take the trash out.
I feel like you should smell tuna if it's that smell.
She's just...
Like, it would have that tuna / tuna stink to it.
She's just being a brat. She's brat. But I love her. Brat.
What are you doing?
Did I make you blind yourself with that thing yet?
You're going to sit down and turn the mic on? Yes, you did last time I was here.
Isn't it horrible?
Yeah, that thing's bright as shit.
Why is it so bright?
I don't know, but that's tight as fuck. Yeah. A little dollar store lantern.
Bright.
One, two. Yeah, three LED strips.
Just like,
not squares.
Nah.
Like inch and a half strips.
Like, ah, my eyes.
Yeah, no, this thing's definitely meant for like hanging up above. Like in your head.
Oh, for sure.
DG.
DG, motherfucker.
That one brick.
Bricka, bricka.
Electrolyte. Okay. Go, make your shit and then come sit down and turn your mic on because there's just a bunch of blanks where we can't hear you. And you're kind of dominating a conversation right now.
Shout out to Defender Camera Systems.
Yeah, helping us take down the fucking
take down the man.
Taking down Bezos.
Taking down Amazon. You think you're gonna come destroy my property?
Yeah,
we'll talk about it again.
You think we're gonna let that fly, Jeff Bezos?
Nah, dog.
I will come to wherever you are, and I will shoot you in the face.
I'll just come wherever you are.
I will.
Like I will jizz.
Jeff Bezos, consider yourself
not on you
on my murder list.
I will just jizz in front of your
house. You're
going to
die unless my friend receives $612.
Well, God damn it. You're going to have to cut that out.
It stays.
I didn't say this has nothing. I do not condone this statement.
I do.
I just want my money for my mailbox.
No, I'm going to kill Jeff Bezos unless he pays out.
Well,
he's a dead man walking.
Dead man walking.
It's not like we're asking for $610 million, which to him is chump change.
Yeah.
I'm just asking you to fix my boy's mailbox. I'm not asking.
We got it all on video.
I'm demanding. And if you don't deliver, trust me, I will wait for you to launch off in one of your dick-shaped rockets, and then I will blow it out of the sky with a rocket launcher. Yeah,
my homie...
A potato gun.
He shortened the video down for me.
I'll potato gun your ass out.
I've got pictures. I've got probably satellite imagery.
We got Google provided.
Isn't that a federal offense?
What?
To, like, fuck a mailbox up?
I think. According to that one guy in Dazed and Confused, it is.
I'm pretty positive it's a federal offense.
Your soup smells like candles.
Who's got the best phone? You look it up.
Oh, what do you want me to look up? Fucking with people's mailbox?
Is it a federal offense to screw with a mailbox?
And to just drive away.
Well, yeah, that's a hit and run.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's already one
property
felony.
Damage, hit and run.
It's like six felonies right now.
Yeah. So, Jeff Bezos, I hope you're listening to Skunk Ravine podcast.
He does. And I'll fucking kill you if you don't fix my friend's mailbox.
Michigan, once again, I do not condone this.
It's illegal and considered a misdemeanor.
So it's a chargeable offense. Mm-hmm. Now, should I call the cops?
Yeah, maybe.
I already said that in the memos. I said I will take you guys to court.
Did they send anything back yet?
Let me check my email. And I jizzed in my pants. Sorry, I don't know why that song is stuck in my head. Well, if I actually fucking get anything from these assholes, I might jizz in my pants. I have a new email.
I think since that guy left the scene of the crime, you can't do that.
I should have just called the cops, too.
There's no way he didn't know he did it?
He stopped.
He has to know.
And then took off. It's on camera.
Well, yeah, of course you heard a fucking creaking of wood. It was snowing out. It's cold. Wood creaks in the wood.
You saw the picture.
I seen it.
I've
seen the video. I've
I know.
I've investigated this before.
This is even more on.
Trust me, I'm deeper in this than you are, man.
Ah, man, we're in too deep.
We're in too deep. This goes all the way. This goes all the way to Vance, dude. Yeah, you fat bitch.
What the fuck? No. God damn it. I hate phones.
Gosh darn it.
We can cuss on our fucking podcast.
You're goddamn right we bitch can't
shit.
Yeah,
you fucking cunt fag pieces of shit fag fucks.
Chill, dog.
Sorry. Might want to cut that
part
out.
I'm just kidding. I'm not cutting it out, dude.
I don't care.
I know.
I have no problem with gay people. I just like to say the word fag.
You're fucking queen. Because
if you're going to be a fucking faggot about stuff, you're a fag.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos, pay attention.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos, you fag.
Coming over here personally and mowing down my boy's mailbox.
Yeah, I seen it.
You know what? It's up to them now. Look, the ball's in their court. Let's wait and see what they counteroffer with.
Well, I'm going to come back. I'm going to come back with two balls in their court.
What if if Bezos comes back with, stock options, you got to give me a percentage.
I don't know anything about stocks.
Good. Stonks.
Stonks.
Good.
Are you talking about storks like the bird?
Stonks.
Stonks.
Stocks. Stock options, brah.
Hufflumps and woozles.
Ashley, I know you're not on mic, but check out this picture I took. Alex looks scared.
It's like, will you blow up?
so Ashley brought her cat over here the other day.
What happened?
She's got one of those, like, backpacks with the bubble and stuff.
Bubble backpack?
Yeah. But Daisy didn't bark.
Did she stay in there the whole time?
She went in my bedroom. Yeah.
Does she got wheels? Okay, Ashley
says
she's
missing one leg.
Cat's crippled. It's a three-legged cat.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, like hip and all.
Ooh. So from one side you can just see dick?
It's a girl. Oh,
okay. I heard that cats' dicks were so small that sometimes when they like catheter them for surgery or whatever, that when they take the catheter out, it just rips their dick off and they're just like, eh, whatever.
Ah, fuck it. It's one way to do it.
Can't deny, though.
Nick, will you help with this cycle?
Look, I ain't in the business of ripping off dicks, all right? I do that on the weekend for pleasure only.
Shalom.
Have you ever seen that guy who...
is that what they say?
Shalom.
Shalom.
Mazel tov.
Well, I mean when they cut the dick off.
The breast.
And then, like, eat it or whatever they do.
No, that's a moil.
Bro, I don't know.
Isn't it called a moil or something like that? End it. I think, yeah, I don't know if they do that anymore. I don't think they do because I think that there was, like, an outbreak of child, like, baby herpes.
Burpees?
Yeah, burpees.
Goddamn burpee. You got the burpee. Any got kind a of case burpee. Of the burpees.
Any kind of burpee. You hate it. It's not fun.
Fuck, I got the burpees. As you burp.
I just burp up a little foreskin. I just having, burp up a little foreskin.
Are you having flashbacks?
Yeah, isn't this stuff gross?
It's not that good, no.
You just gotta drink it fast. Yeah, it's like 12.5%.
A mango twist, real tequila.
You know when it says chill or drink on ice, then it tastes like shit.
Made. All right. You know it'd be good if you used it.
Yeah.
Is it carbonated?
No, no carbs.
Okay, so like a little ninja blender.
Mm-hmm.
And then just pour one in there with some ice. And
That's it? Like a slushy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be good. On a hot summer day down at the beach.
Mm-hmm. Right down by the beach, boy.
Yeah, dude, I got one of them little ninja blenders. And I do, too. And actually, the other day, I was throwing a bunch of frozen food and, like, dude, a bunch of yogurt and shit. That bitch was struggling to go. I'm like, you gotta chill with that.
Dude, mine, you can't mine just stuff fucks, it full of shit. Mine fucks like, some shit up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you have, a ninja?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little, like, bullet one?
Yeah, the bullet, like, the, it's like, the glass is probably, like, that big.
Yeah.
Like, pretty big around.
Yeah. Dude, those are sick, man. I love fucking smoothies.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a smoothie hound in the morning. And you can, dude, give me some strawberries and some blueberries with fucking little scoop of honey in there.
You ever tried you ever tried hemp seeds?
I'm not too big on seeds and drinks.
No. Hemp seeds are like soft.
Oh.
And they're sweet.
Okay. No, I haven't.
I used to eat weeds like I used to eat seeds like out of the weed.
I used to eat weed, bitch.
Well, you can do that. You just have to heat it to a certain temperature.
Yeah, you gotta have it food safe.
It's called decarb.
You gotta get it food safe.
I fucking can't ever remember it.
Because you'll get salmonella if you don't heat your weed seeds.
You're
up to,
retarded.
123
degrees.
Shut
up, Nicholas. It. You can't get high off of weed unless it gets to a like a certain temperature.
I'm not doing it to get high. I'm just eating weed seeds.
I just love to eat weed.
For the medical benefits.
I'm not talking about the seeds. I just mean weed in general.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
But I used to eat seeds. Like, I would chew the shell off because the inside is actually really good.
The gooey center.
Dude, it's so tasty.
It's nature's Rolo.
Have you never done that?
I probably not.
Well, you're fucking gay.
It was always like, we gotta save the seeds so we could grow weed, and no one ever did it.
Do you want to do it right now? I have a million seeds.
Like, I'm good, man.
That wasn't even in the middle. That was like
you could have,
part of the conversation. Yeah.
That was like a third into
it. Now I'm going to make you eat one.
I'm not eating
weed. You're eating seeds. A fucking seed.
Dude, my teeth are all broken and fucked up. Bro, I can't be doing that.
They're... Dude. I will kill myself.
Me first.
No. That's not how this works.
Whoa, it's so hard. Alex is pulling out a small, tiny little sandwich bag full of seeds.
So you gotta, like, chew the... Hey, I'll do it. Don't eat the shell. You gotta get that heart out. It's like a fucking tiny... You did it all wrong.
Pass.
Yes, you are supposed to eat it.
Like a sunflower seed. Mm-hmm. Is this guy's... There's some shit in there for sure. It doesn't taste like anything. I just don't like the dry texture of it.
You blew it.
I was not looking forward to eating seeds in the first place.
So you don't like sunflower seeds?
Not particularly, no.
Well, you know what?
Well, I look like a goddamn squirrel.
This is the last episode of the podcast.
This will be the last episode of the podcast, everybody. Because I'm going to murder Alex along with Jeff Bezos for doing this shit to me, making me eat seeds. And
goddamn Jeff Bezos.
You're on the chopping block, bitch. Elon Musk, you're up next. And then I'll start working down billionaire list.
He's been gone. With your stupid lithium battery fucking...
It's more better for the world. Yeah. And now you got Trump with... a fucking pile of Teslas outside the White House being like, you should buy these cars. They're literally doing a Tesla commercial on the White House yard.
Did you see that stupid... did you show me that stupid fucking thing where he was dancing?
Yeah.
Or whatever you want to call that.
Yeah, Trump's dancing to the YMCA.
I wanted
shit.
To punch him in the face.
It just looks like he's jacking off two dicks into his face.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Fuck Trump. Fuck all his supporters.
Did you see that SNL skit where it's like Trump sneakers?
That actually happened. But is there a SNL skit about it? Yeah. His golden sneakers.
Yeah.
That's real.
Can we pause and watch it right now?
Sure.
Or should we just watch it?
Nah, we'll just pause and watch it.
All right.
BRB. Got me all fucking heated up now, though. That was a good skit. That was very funny. It was very funny.
Motherfucker.
You're sitting here. If you're going to be talking, turn your mic on. Because you can't just sit here in silence and in the background whispering like a goddamn little freak mouse. Oh my God, it's so far away. I worked all day. I worked so hard all day long. And I only have 2 minutes to hang out. I know. So turn your mic on. Tell your fans hi.
Hello.
There she is. There she fucking is. You guys loved her from the episode I posted today. She's back.
Dude.
What?
I'll do it.
Oh, I got you.
Talk amongst
you
yourself.
You gotta jiggle the handle, bro. Move
your toilet.
You gotta jiggle it, dog. Just like my dick.
What?
My guy, you gotta get some new guts for that toilet, man.
Bro, yeah. It's not the guts. It's the fucking... The fucking house. It's a piece of shit plumbing. The fucking water, dude. I live in Baton Harbor.
Oh, the water pressure?
No, it's shitty. Can you imagine all the fucking chemicals and like...
Dog, you ain't drinking toilet water.
Well, yeah, I know that, motherfucker.
I think
Do you understand how toilet. Well water works?
I think my boy be on... Oh, you're on well water?
Yeah, motherfucker.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Cool.
There's a fucking... I've already talked about this like 80 times. There's a fucking bacteria that eats iron, which is in well water, and it clogs all your shit up.
Holy shit, Charles Schwab is calling me.
Who the fuck is that?
Hold on, let's get him on the phone. Let's get him on the
Jesus.
Horn.
Jesus.
Hello? Hello?
What? Is Hello? He a Muppet?
Oh, no, no. Charles Schwab, the investment banker, is calling me.
Charles Schwab is a Muppet.
Probably has an offer to make me as for killing Jeff Bezos.
Dude, you sound like that one Muppet that just goes, meh.
Yeah.
What is that Muppet called?
You mean the one that, like, meeps?
Yeah.
Beaker?
Yeah, Beaker.
Yeah, that's exactly what he just went, meh.
Yeah. See, I keep getting phone calls.
What was that? No, for real. Explain this to me. What the fuck just happened?
It was an auto dialer from a scam center in India.
Oh, I know.
Probably calling about student loan debt forgiveness and shit like that.
So he's a Muppet, though?
But no, that was an electrical glitch in the system where the computer on the phone call hung up.
Ah.
Because it did not like the way I sounded.
I told you about the scammer.
I threw it on speakerphone.
Oh, you mean your new best friend?
Who tried to scam you?
A guy from the Philippines.
I'll
tell you about
Asia's
that.
Asia's Mexico.
I think we talked about it on the last podcast.
Uh-huh.
The guy I talked to for
not
like...
racist. It is...
No, it is Asia. It is literally
Mexico.
Asia's. I know. Trust me.
I get it.
Did I talk about this last time?
I feel like we were talking about the Philippines a couple episodes ago.
Yeah.
Go ahead and say it again.
Well, yeah, I don't know. We should
Who
go
fucking
to the,
cares?
We should go to the Philippines. Like, at first, I was just like, yo. I can tell you're in a call center because I can hear 80 people in the fucking background.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't cuss because they can hang up.
Were
on
you,
me.
You called them?
No, they called me.
Then fucking
wait,
call
no.
a faggot and shit.
No, no, wait. They called me and then I called them back.
Why?
Because I was
he
bored.
He loves these calls.
I do.
He answers them all.
Oh, it's my favorite thing.
Ew.
These are gross.
Yeah, why are you suffering?
Because I want to get a fucking buzz.
Oh.
Because I'm a fucking...
That is not going to go good with Two Hearted.
No.
Yeah. The whole point is that I throw it up later. I'm trying to watch my figure.
But anyway, yeah, so like, I was like being kind of like mean to the guy at first.
It's usually how it starts.
Yeah, shush. Well, I mean, you don't have to shush, obviously. But I was like, yeah, dude, obviously you're in a call center. I hear everybody. He's like, hey, it's very, very busy. I don't even know how to do a Philippine. Like, what is
it? It's so busy.
What is a Philippine accent like?
Just do a blatantly racist, in general, all Asia.
Okay.
Just do your best.
Yeah.
Just do an Asian accent.
It's like, what? All right,
it's terrible accent.
No, shh. If you combine, like, Mexican and Asian, what would that, like, sound like? Philippine?
Con from King of the Hill.
Mexican.
Oh, yeah.
It's busy, okay?
Okay.
What's your problem?
Anyway, I argued with this dude for a while, and I was bored. It was like 3 in the morning. And
so really hold him up at lunch break at his time.
Huh? Right. I even asked him what time it was there, and he was asking me what time it was here. And we made friends.
I made friends
with a scammer.
That's better.
And he was like, you should come visit Philippines. Like he was telling me what the...
You should come fuck kids.
No. Come to Philippines. He didn't say that. Kids. Jesus Christ.
The only reason you go to the Philippines on vacation is
he always takes it
kids.
Over fucking board.
Well, I'm saying... Listening to you fight with bone people is a wild ride because it always starts with him being real mad and then all of a sudden he's like, I'm sorry. I know it's not your fault. And then he's back to being a dick and then he's back to, but I know it's not your fault. It's like a roller coaster. It's a whole fucking event.
I'm sorry.
But I always get everything for free.
Because they get tired of dealing
the
with
the raging
you.
Discount theory.
Yeah, I got $120 for that stupid fucking thing that's still sitting in my kitchen.
Hey man, we might get $610 from fucking
we fucking better from the mailbox they destroyed.
That Jeff Bezos obliterated.
That was an antique mailbox.
Antique mailbox.
It says old Germany on the front.
It was that one kind of metal that has that, you know, that one pole that's been there since the medieval times and that one city that hasn't rusted even though it's made out of iron. It's like that.
It's an heirloom.
Which you can look up. That's a
real
thing.
It's an heirloom.
Mailboxes back then.
Yes, that came actually. They had a little bit left over and they cut that off. And that's what that was made out of.
Old Germany made that mailbox.
So I feel like 610 was made by Jews in a concentration camp.
Yeah.
Smelted from their fillings.
It's got... Yeah.
Yes.
So not only did you destroy someone's property, Jeff Bezos, you also desecrated the Jewish population.
You Nazi.
Wait, is he Jewish?
I don't know.
Damn, against your own people, too. Fucking... Dude. I think in this episode we've learned a couple things. One, Jeff Bezos is a solid piece of shit.
Yes, that's 100%.
He falls out of an ass like a slimy turd.
Yeah, like a lubed up turd. Like somebody shoved a turd up his ass, and then it just fell back out.
Yeah, probably like someone, what's that called, where you freeze a turd and then use it as a dildo?
I'm not sure.
Wow.
I would,
just wow.
You would have to do Urban Dictionary that.
Yes, I can't remember what it's called. But
I know what locker boxing is.
I don't need to know that. I don't need to know that.
That's when you put your balls on somebody.
Which I have a lot of questions about. How did you figure that out?
That's called
locker
boxing.
Can we talk about that skit? Because it was hilarious.
I played it. Yeah. You heard it, right?
Yeah.
Locker Chad boxing? Daniels.
Oh, he talks about locker boxing?
He said he was going to locker box his kid.
No, he said he was going to punch his kid when he turned 18. So he woke up early, ate a nice breakfast, and then waited for him to come downstairs. And then when he saw him, like, he just saw a kid. So he couldn't punch him in the face. So instead, they like geared up, you know, like to spar. And they went out in the backyard. And he just kept punching him in the shoulders. Chad, the dad. Chad the dad. And he was like, that doesn't even hurt. What are you doing? Nick, I'm going to punch you in
the
your
point
fucking
is, this guy
throat.
Went on the internet and said he was going to locker box his kid and didn't know what it meant. And then everybody
no,
read it.
He didn't say he was going to locker box him.
What?
Asshat. He said, no, I didn't punch him in the face because a bunch of people on social media were asking.
All right.
Dude, you're the one who edits this shit.
I know, that's why I'm just like, I would have to edit all this out. This is boring.
You're the one who asked. Don't ask a fucking question if you don't want to answer, you dick.
Uh-oh. There we go. That's what I want. Yeah. I'm trying to get a fire under my boy. Boy.
Anyway, this fucking asshole over here asking questions that he doesn't want the fucking answer to.
You didn't have to
so
start 10
anyway,
of 1 minute of stand-up, bro. I'm sorry.
Bro, do you want me to finish the goddamn story or not?
At this point, not really.
He's getting it right.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm just kidding, buddy. I'm full of these and they're fucking with me. I'm sorry.
Blame it on the mark.
So anyway, he took his kid out back, punched him in the shoulders a bunch. Till he couldn't lift his arms. And then that was the end of it. And now you got me all pissed off. And I can't even fucking think.
That was yeah, dude.
So anyway, a bunch of people on fucking social media asked, did you punch your kid in the face? Okay, getting to the point, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you talk louder, you don't have to hold the microphone closer.
Sorry.
Hold it a little further away. I'm just telling you, that way I don't have to do audio stuff later. Yeah, I have to, like, mess with the levels.
Well, maybe you shouldn't mess with me.
All right, harmonize.
You're
go.
Goddamn fucking right it is. Wait, hold on. Start over.
Wonderful.
It's good.
It's beautiful.
Wonderful.
Okay.
I got goosebumps.
We're gonna start harmonizing more often.
Yeah, we were fucking around. Anyway.
We did it once. That was it.
Yeah, no. Well, no, we did twice.
It's going to be our new
thing.
No, fuck
you. That's
we number
did
two.
It twice.
That's number two. We did it once before, but now that was two.
Yeah, I know, but we weren't recording.
But now that's going to be our new thing.
Yeah. Maybe that's just how we'll start.
Wonderful.
Beautiful. So anyway, he doesn't punch the kid in the face.
The shit was going great until Ashley showed up. That was chaos.
takes him in the backyard. God damn it. Do you want me to finish this goddamn fucking story or
not? Really? He takes him in the backyard and does what?
I'm trying to tell you, you fucking dick.
Okay. God.
He did what he says is locker boxing. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But, like, he posted this on, like, whatever Twitter is now.
Mm-hmm.
X? I don't fucking know.
So, on Urban Dictionary, locker boxing means putting your balls inside of his asshole.
Yes.
That was the joke.
That's what I was...
Sweet. That's a good one.
You're a fucking asshole.
I'm sorry, bro. You're taking way too long to explain it.
Because you fucking made me.
All right. And by the way, I did edit out all the blank spaces between Alex's uhs and ahs. And he's turning his shit off. He's tucking tail and running. That's what happens, you pussy ass bitch. Mm-hmm. He's tucking tail and running. There he goes. He's literally leaving the room. I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't stop there and just left the house. This is my house now. Sweet. Cool, I will. I'll have the best time living here in my bachelor pad. Is he actually pissed? I can't tell. Are you mad, Alex? Or do you love me?
Yes.
Aw. Come on, dude. You know I'm fucking with you in the right way. Not at me.
No, you don't understand.
Yeah, but you ain't getting mad at me for real. You know I'm fucking with you in the right way. You know you're going to be giggling about this later because Nick was being a dick and it was funny. And if you don't really think that I'm being funny right now, take me outside and locker box me, bitch.
Oh, boy.
Dude. Me versus you in the backyard right now. First person to get their balls inside the other person's ass wins.
On that note, I'm leaving.
Yeah,
nobody
exactly.
knows.
No, there's only
for
one
the
way to.
That is successfully done.
It's progressive. It's provocative. It's how you say it's the provocavado of living. Okay, when I say provocavado, what do you picture? I'm picturing like an avocado showing a little side boob.
Yeah, that's good.
Or
like
wearing
it.
A shirt that's cropped so high there's a little bit of under titty coming out. What do you like better, cleavage, under boob, or side boob?
It wouldn't say juicy, it'd say creamy.
It would be creamy, not juicy. But the question I'll wait for you to get back.
Definitely not side boob.
No side boob?
Under boob.
Under boob's hot.
Cleavage is every day.
I like side boob. And
you like side boob?
I really do like side boob.
I mean, I'm not judging. I just think under titty, you know, like a real crap.
So
like
you can
a real
see
crap
that,
top.
Like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it depends on age. Under boob, when
the
titties are
the
still
titty.
A little firm,
it depends
you know,
on the titty entirely.
And it's got that nice cup.
Yes.
That's a nice under boob.
Yes.
Cleavage. You got to go with the big long tits when they're
just,
busted up. Amazing.
Yeah, like, but you don't want to see them unleashed, maybe. You
I
know?
Do.
I mean, you do.
I do.
I'm not super like into titties, obviously. I mean, I have them, so they're boring to me now. But yeah. I'm just saying visually, some of those titties that get all cinched up, they scare me. Because when you release the Kraken, you know, like, what am I looking at? Like, what's happening? What's coming flying
yeah.
at me? Like,
yeah, yeah.
it's a little scary.
And I feel like with natural big fat tits mm-hmm. on someone in their, you know, 30s and up, mm-hmm. you can tell mm-hmm. exactly what they're going to be mm-hmm. when they come out the bra.
Okay.
You know?
I mean, I don't know.
If they're big fat tits... in someone's shirt with a bra on, yeah. like, and they're over 30,
yeah.
all that shit's pushed up.
Uh-huh.
Held up by the bra.
Right.
So you know when it comes off, they're going to kind of get a little flat pancake titty.
Uh-huh.
Which, when I say a flat pancake titty, I don't mean like... I mean, that shit's not going to be like up here. It's going to be down. It's going to sag and hang. Mm-hmm. There's nothing mm-hmm. wrong with that at all.
No.
Titties rule. Big, small, innies, outies. I love them.
Yeah, I mean,
I love boobs. I love boobs and I love butts too. Butts are pretty dope.
Butts can also be scary.
Yeah.
But yes.
Butts can be very scary.
Butts are nice. Yeah, some butts are scary.
I really hate when girls have that like Hank Hill chicken butt, like raw chicken butt.
Okay, I'm trying to mentally. Put in
where the top of the ass is wider than the bottom.
Oh yeah,
like it should be like.
I know somebody that has one of those.
I know many,
and I'm not gonna lie. I stared at it probably more than was necessary, but I didn't understand.
Like trying to figure it out.
It was like a fuller upper boob or not boob upper ass,
butt.
And then it went away. It's like it tried to be a butt and then it stopped.
Yeah.
It's like it didn't know what it wanted to do.
So I'm going to be a big fat.
Yeah.
I got tired.
And that's okay. You know, they could probably work on that and get it to be a good booty, but maybe it was just half worked.
Yeah.
Half cooked. Half assed. But yeah, I know exactly what kind of booty you're talking about.
That's why I want you to turn your mic on, Ashley.
Yeah.
Half assed. Just like that. Yeah. So, how about this? How about I start working out, mm-hmm. doing a lot of squats, mm-hmm. eating a lot of ice cream,
okay.
shit like that. What if I get a big fat ass mm-hmm. and I learn how to twerk?
I mean, that would be amazing.
Take a twerk class?
Yeah.
Do you ever see those online? Like,
stripper classes. They throw you on a pole.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. Have you ever seen the twerk classes?
No.
Check them out.
I did buy a stepper. I have stepped on it all of one time. I had good intentions.
Like a little...
Like a foot stepper. It's in the other room.
Yeah.
I didn't use it. Because the idea of it was great, and then, you know, the actual work behind it was not so great.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, oh, just put it in front of the TV and watch your favorite show. And I'm like, but I could sit on the couch and watch my favorite show. So, you know, like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're currently talking about ass and titties. Would you like to weigh in your opinion on ass and titties?
We're talking about those weird butts that are bigger up top. You know, like
them Hank Hill chicken butts?
Down below.
You know what I'm talking about?
Chicken butts.
Hank Hill chicken butts?
I don't know what
when
they
the butt is
where
full
the top of the
top.
Ass has something going on, but then the bottom just kind of farts out. Yeah. Pun intended.
It's weird. I know somebody that has one.
What about like the... No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, good.
But like, what about like
I'll
the weird...
No, if I showed you a picture, you'd be like, yeah, that's...
Yeah.
It looks like a chicken that was brined in water for a couple days.
What about like the weird kind of boxy, like flat
one? Like the shape's there, but the plump's not?
It looks like a... dude, I don't even know how to describe it. It's so weird.
Yeah, you're doing a terrible job.
Yeah.
No, it's terrifying.
No, I need to know. Like what?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I don't...
Can you think of anybody
we
with
We could go
one?
To the
like
gas station or something.
I don't want to
If we
do
go
that.
To the gas station
four,
up the
but
road,
three
we'll
blocks
see,
that way,
like,
you got
decline.
A couple.
Yeah,
I don't want
we'll
to do that.
Definitely see one.
Lots
like,
of pajamas.
That's all I have.
I get some Chad Woltman ass.
Oh, I don't know because I haven't seen him. Well, I see him from the...
Have you seen him recently? Since we last saw him this summer? Down there?
No, like, we see him, like, plowing, like, well, goddamn it.
Just plowing all over the neighborhood?
At work. Working. We see him when we're working.
So he gets a plow?
No.
Oh, you...
He hangs out at the Meyer gas station.
You see him out while you
guys
are...
Yes, we see him.
You're out plowing.
We got it.
Yes, we are out working.
Okay.
Following now.
Gotcha.
Sorry.
Gotcha.
God damn it.
Gotcha.
I made that very complicated.
Gotcha. 100%.
I'm like the Riddler. That's yes. Why my spine is crooked.
That's why
my spine
looks like
is the Riddler.
Yeah. And every now and then you just shit out a little vertebrae. Mm-hmm. That's the point. Like,
yeah, I had to bring him probiotics because he's currently shitting his brains out.
It's from the Amoxicillin and glavulate potassium tablets.
Yeah, okay. So antibiotics and steroids.
Is that what that is?
Correct.
Huh.
They're giving you the boom booms.
What? I'm not a doctor.
Neither am I. I'm just telling you what I
well,
know.
Well, no wonder I've been so angry lately.
Because I'm not a doctor?
No, because I've been on steroids, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, that I could actually
because I've just been full of
something.
A false sense of strong.
They didn't tell me I was on steroids.
Yeah, you're going to be so angry.
Motherfucker. Not explains that a lot. Kind of steroids. Doesn't explain anything. It's not that kind of steroids.
I'll show you steroids. But it's funny.
Go ahead and show me steroids.
I don't know.
Are you going to Hulk out?
Here.
Are you going to Hulk?
Get out of here. Oh. Yep. All right. Yes,
in your
I
face,
stand corrected.
Fucking
you
asshole.
Definitely did show me steroids.
Yeah, he got you there.
Gotcha.
Fell right for that. Walked right into it.
Sure did.
You eating them booty chews?
Boy over here trying to get, open them. That boy over here trying to get dummy thick.
You.
On them
probiotics. Alex, hit me with a joke, would you, buddy? You got a joke?
Oh, shit. Trying to think here.
What has two wings and an arrow?
Cupid.
Chinese phone.
Damn.
Wing, arrow.
Oh. That's just the fucking...
Yeah, I know. It's just me having a goddamn seizure over here.
Don't worry. You'll be fine.
I feel like you should take down that bass and put up a billy bass.
Oh my god, I forgot all about those.
Or I should turn it into a billy bass.
Commence the jangling.
So I'm not dead. I'm just real sad.
Don't worry, be happy. I feel like they always sing that song.
Yeah. Good shit.
The jangling.
Funny stuff.
It's good. It's gold. Guado's gold. Guado stays.
Guado
stays.
That sucked. That wasn't good at all.
No. I thought we were going to like go different ways with that.
Okay. You want to go lower high?
I don't know.
Cool. 1, 2, 3. Guado stays.
See, you can't. You were supposed to go high. Okay. You started high.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, I'll stay high.
All right.
1, 2, 3.
Guado stays. God damn it. I didn't know you were going to fucking...
Terrible. Dog shit.
Yeah. Horrible.
All right.
I'm turning my microphone
We'll
on.
Catch y'all next week.
I love you guys.
Love y'all. Be safe out there.
Yeah,
peace
yeah.
out. Love each other.
Yeah.
All that good shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't kill yourself. Bye.
Yeah, don't do that.